Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My first guest tonight I'm very excited about. His name is Sean Kershaw, director of the City of St. Paul Public Works Department. Why? Because last winter was really bad when trying to drive on the streets of St. Paul. Now, the sometimes chaotic conditions left many residents dodging potholes and ice ruts or navigating roadways congested with scattered parked cars. And the city's Public Works Department has taken lessons from all the frustration and hopes to smooth out the roads much more this time around. So Department Director Sean Kershaw is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline to describe the steps that will be taken this winter. Welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's great to talk with you.
It's great to have you. You know, last year for me was terrible. I fell into one of those pots and I wasn't going fast. And then you try to call a police officer and they can take a long time when you tell them you're stuck in a pothole. It's amazing how many changes we do need. And I'm excited to hear that that's what we're talking about tonight. Tell us what some of these changes are and how they will really make a difference for Minnesotans.
Yeah, the first thing I want to point out is that last year we had more precipitation than we've ever had in a wintertime. It was the third most snow, and we got three big rainstorms in that. So it was the most precipitation. It's the worst year we've had for potholes. We've spent the summer getting caught up, getting every street in St. Paul taken care of with potholes. But we learned a lot last year, so we're going to be implementing some new communication strategies, some new ticketing strategies. We learned a lot in that effort to do things better in the coming years.
You know, I was in New York last year just for a few days, and I have to tell you, they were handling things better than we were. So I'm just wondering, have you guys been talking to other states that are doing, you know, great business and that they're letting people know how they can avoid some of these challenges that we've had in the past years? And if so, what states were they?
Well, we've spent a lot of time. New York was unusual last year in that they had almost no snow all winter long, so it was easier for them. But we've been talking with Madison. We've been talking with Duluth. We've been talking with other cities. Part of what we learned last year was we need to communicate better with people. So we're going to be implementing a new communication tool this year that we hope will do a better job at sending texts to everyone that's inside the city limits of St. Paul. We're recruiting new ticketers. We're changing some of our city ordinances to make it easier for us to clear streets where people traditionally park and they're not supposed to. We learned a lot last year about, we did two back-to-back snow emergencies. We implemented a parking ban and learned from that. The biggest thing we're doing differently this year is greater emphasis on communication with the public, and in some of the details on how we plow the streets.
So you implemented a parking plan?
Ban.
Oh, ban.
Yeah, so for 21 days in March, February and March of last year, we had a one-sided parking ban in both Minneapolis and St. Paul, meaning you could only park on one side of the streets. to help us clean up the snow. So we learned from that. We hope we don't have to do it this year. All the predictions this year are that it will be average to below average precipitation and above normal temperatures because of El Nino. But the bottom line is we learned a lot last year. We had a snow summit on October 14th where we brought hundreds of people in the community in to learn how to be alley captains, how to help their neighbors, you know, learn about the measures we have to move their cars, to move their street, to clear their sidewalks so we can clean the streets. So part of what we've been doing is really engaging the public coming out of last year's bad experience.
Terrible
so that they're
experience.
Aware of what, yeah, what they need to do going forward. It was a really tough winter to have that much snow and all the rain that we had, which then just froze. Part of what we're doing is really trying to reengage the public so that they know their role in, again, clearing sidewalks, keeping corners clear, and moving their cars when we have snow emergencies.
Okay, so let's talk about the senior citizens in this great state of ours, especially here in the Twin Cities. It's amazing when you say, you know, we'll be able to reach out to people with iPhones and that sort of thing. But there's so many Minnesotans who don't have iPhones, right, to get the text messages they need or to get the information, like when they did that. What was that last thing that came over our phones, Jonathan, not long ago?
Amber.
But it was a different one. And it's really hard because we want to make sure that everyone knows what they're hearing and, you know, will have access. So do you feel like we are still on the right path to make sure that all Minnesotans have the information they need when it comes to the snow or the weather period and what they need from you?
It is tough. One of the things that we ask people is to look out for your neighbors, because you're right. Not everybody has a phone. Not everybody uses text. So if any of your listeners go to stpaul.gov/snow, that's stpaul.gov/snow, you can sign up for email alerts and get them that way. If you're able to access that, you can look at a map that tells you literally down to your block face during a snow emergency where you can park and not park. We're reaching out to community groups to reach their members, you know, whether that's community groups by geography or race and ethnicity. One of the most important things that people can do is to look out for your neighbors who may not have access to texts or may not be able to clear their sidewalks, for example, or even to move their cars so that we look out for each other.
You know, when I was on vacation this past summer, in Los Angeles, it was remarkable that we had a hurricane coming. We had all types. It was like four different major things that were happening. And the LA communities were just relaxed about it. They were like, oh yeah, it's just an earthquake. I mean, we had like four things, major things going on. And I kept saying to myself, why is it so calm and cool here? You know, and when we get some of these, alerts that, you know, tell us, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. A lot of people just sit back and kind of go, do I have to? I've talked to people like that. Do I have to do all of that? And so I'm sure you would say, yes, please do all of that. We're working hard to make sure that what you do to help really matters.
You're exactly right. One of the things that I mention over and over again is that snow is social. So clearly at the city, we've got to do our job in terms of making sure the plowing happens as it should. But we rely on the public. We rely on people to move their cars during a snow emergency. We rely on people to, like I said, clear your sidewalks. One of the most important things in a snow event is to reach out to your neighbors, is to reach out to your family. Whether, you know, like you said, people might be more laid back about it in other places. One of the things here that we're really good at in Minnesota is looking out for each other. On snow and snowstorms and big snow events in St. Paul are a good chance to practice that as well.
So the communication, of course, you've been working on that, right? And you're planning to roll that out in the city this winter. So when does winter start for us to start receiving that?
Well, if you sign up right now, you can go to stpaul.gov/snow and you can sign up for those alerts there. We're already in the process of getting ready for snow. And so whether we get, you know, a few inches, we're probably going to get a little over an inch this week, which will be fine. But what we plan for is starting about the middle of November is when we could have big snow events. So we're ready to go now, whether that's in terms of, you know, recruiting drivers, recruiting ticketers, being ready to go.
So, Mr. Kershaw, I'm just curious to know how we can get more of all of this done at the same time. It seems like, especially the Twin Cities, we have a way of pulling things out when we can, because there are so many things that happen first before we are able to get all of that information out or make sure that we have enough plows or we make sure, you know what I mean, because there's other work to be done, right? I'm just wondering, what can we do to help you make sure that all of our communities have what they need or will be able at least to say, hey, what can we do? I would love a campaign to start like that when it comes to the snow and all that we have coming up.
It's a really important point in that, again, we're all in this together. So I think for your listeners and in St. Paul, I gave them the instructions. But I think any city that you're in to go to, you know, Minneapolis has a great webpage. Most suburban cities have winter parking bans that they don't allow parking on their streets during the wintertime. So that makes it a lot easier to plow. It's more difficult to do that in St. Paul and Minneapolis. But part of what we need to do is communicate. And so each city has their own strategy to do that. We work closely in St. Paul with Minneapolis. And so we tend to call snow emergencies for the most part in tandem with each other. And that helps us to combine our communications with each other to let people know.
How are you going to address all of the, oh my gosh, there's so much going on with construction. It's still going on. And I'm just curious to know in St. Paul, how is that maybe stopping you from getting as much done as you have before?
Well, behind the scenes, like I said, we're getting ready for the snow, but you're exactly right. At the same time, we're just in the last few weeks of finishing all the pothole repairs. We've got a number of big construction projects that are going to be wrapping up in the next 3 weeks. Almost every city in Minnesota works right until it's too cold, you know, to use asphalt. And so the construction projects should all be done by the middle of November, so that the streets can be clear, you know, in case we get snow after that. But you're exactly right. We're simultaneously doing street sweeping in St. Paul. We're finishing our pothole patching. We're finishing our major construction projects. And we're getting ready for the snow. So it is a really busy time.
It is a busy time. Hopefully we will all have a chance to see this winter a benefit for, you know, the Twin Cities collectively, and maybe we can get ahead of what next year will have for us. I hope so, because it's changing. The temperatures are changing, the amount of snow and what it feels like and how slippery it can be. And oh, there's so much that we need to address. And I'm hoping that you will be able to address those things for us. And I know you'll stay on top of it for the whole winter and maybe even into spring. I hope.
I hope we don't have to go into spring, and this is a longer conversation, but you're exactly right that climate has changed. And so, you know, if you go back 30 years, we didn't used to get rain in the wintertime.
Right.
And now we're getting rain, we're getting big temperature change. So it's on us at the city to change our practices to get ready, you know, to be ready for the way that snow occurs right now, which is different.
I am so grateful to have you join us as our first guest tonight. Thank you so much, Sean Kershaw. Really appreciate it.
It's an honor to be here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.